This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Former Adams County Sheriff Rick Reigenborn has been charged with multiple felonies for falsifying training records. Here's CPR's Ben Marcus.
A state investigation found that Reigenborn and his undersheriff did not complete mandatory annual training. The head of training at the time allegedly logged on and did the hours for at least one of them. Reigenborn lost his bid for re-election last year. CPR broke the news of the records investigation last year. At the time, Reigenborn said his records had not been falsified.
No. There was only one person's records that got falsified, is my understanding. And it wasn't me. I get my hours in.
The other deputies, Tommy McClellan and Mickey Bethel, retired while under investigation. They all face the same felony charges. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Aurora Police Sergeant Kevin Smith was on the stand in the trial of two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. He oversees training at the department. He told the court there are specific protocols in performing a carotid hold, including not doing it repeatedly.
Once they come back to consciousness, we want to kind of start a little timer and say, hey, if they're not coherent, if they're not answering questions, if they're not appearing normal in that 30 seconds, then it's a medical emergency.
McClain never regained consciousness after he was put in a carotid hold twice by officers. He was also not given medical attention. It's 7:06.